Большое спасибо за вопрос.
Thank you very much for the question. The ESPO Convention is one of my most favorite ones because it describes very clearly its contents. It's well written. So in the European Eco Forum and in the VECTIC countries, there's an extremely high level of cooperation between NGOs, and this for many years now. And when something happens in the world, we experts very quickly exchange information and participate. As soon as the first information appeared under the ESPO Convention, consultations should begin at the very earliest stage, and this is good when you have a lot of resources spent. Management decisions are difficult to roll back, and so that's why NGOs have to and experts have to be present right in the first days when it's not too late to pull back a decision. And the same goes for ESPO and Arcos, all countries are members of ESPO, but bilateral trilateral cooperation does exist. And so as soon as information appears, correspondence starts between all of the key figures. If you know that something has happened, a process has started, then you can start to correspond. We write to Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan also write. This is in practice how it works. We get those messages back. International finance organizations also request all of the draft project documents for analysis. So we never consider brief presentations, press releases, brief summaries and resumes, only the full EIA. The biggest I ever analyzed was 23 volumes. It usually might be 10 volumes long. We analyze it all and come to a official conclusion. But when we talk about how will that facility impact another country, people can say, I don't want it because I don't like it. So we lean on legislation, also the conventions, ESPO convention. We do use that in some ways. And there have been specific cases where there is an impact on the neighboring country, even when the facility is far from the border. Impact on arable land, for example. The experience that we had between Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, I think, was focused on developing a procedure. It was very positive for both countries. They took a careful look at the document, offered each other constructive comments that were taken into account. There were no strong complaints or complaints against the facility. Once the document was made available, all the documentation was available to all those who are of interest, we could have a constructive process. So there was that one first case where we practiced, developed an algorithm, and then we apply this in with each facility when we're working with countries where they are members of ESPO Convention or not. I hope I answered your question. Thank you.